says in the Torah, Ki im shamor tishmun es kol mitzvah zos, asher anochi mitzaveh eschem la'asosa. If a person guards all of the mitzvos, or the mitzvah, asher anochi mitzaveh eschem la'asosa, li'avot Hashem alokecha lechas b'chol derochav, u'ledov kabo. If a person guards all of the mitzvos of Torah, and he loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he goes in all his ways, and he clings to him. Clings to him. Very good. So, this pasuk repeats itself a number of times in the Torah, and this pasuk constitutes what seems to be a tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be dovek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I'd like to read together through a Ramban, and through the Ramban get a deeper understanding of what is this mitzvah of Dveikus. We think of Dveikus as this concept. We associate it with Hasidim, dancing and singing. What is this concept of Dveikus? What does it mean? And how can we be Mekayim on a very practical level? How can we be Mekayim this mitzvah of Dveikus? So the Ramban says, Uladov Kabo, Omer Rav Avram Basof. Who's Rav Avram? The Ibn Ezra. And the Ibn Ezra says, what does it mean, Uladov Kabo? Basof, at the end. Who's Sod Gadol? So we're going to leave this Sod Gadol for the end. So we'll get back to this at the end. The Ein Sod Mitama Makom Hazeh. So the Ramban doesn't like it. So what does the Ramban say? V'nemar b'Yoshua. He quotes from Sefer Yoshua. U'b'shem Eloheihem lo saskiru, lo sashbiu, v'lo sa'avdum, v'lo sashtachavu lahem, ki'im b'Hashem Elokeichem tidbaku, kashir asisem ad hayom hazeh. Yoshua gets a tzibui from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't serve all the idols. Rather, what should you do? You should cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Ramban, we see the pasuk here connecting Dveikus with not serving idols. Says the Ramban, that's what Pshat is in the mitzvah of Dveikus. Dveikus is just a reformulation of not serving idols. Im keini azhara me azharas avodah zara. Shaloti parid machshavtum in Hashem el Elohim acherim. Don't stop thinking about Hashem in order to think about other idols and other gods. Think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shlo yachshov shiyah ben avodah zara shum ikar el akol efes v'ayin. You shouldn't think that avodah zara has any redeeming qualities. It's all worthless. And this is what David HaMelech said. Oso savodu ubo tidbaku. Look at the stress in the pasuk. Oso tavodu bo tidbaku. Stressing Hashem as opposed to the idols. Pshat number one in the Ramban. According to this Ramban, so it's a little bit anticlimactic. Areli, if I asked you, what's Dveikus? So Areli would start telling you all about Meiron and dancing and singing and a tish, a late night tish. No, comes along the Ramban. The Ramban says, you know what Dveikus means? Dveikus means not serving idols. Oh, okay, great. We're all dovok to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, right now. We're all dovok. We're not serving idols right now. Yeah, Dveikus means focus on Hashem and on nothing else. That's pshat number one in the Ramban. Fair?
Good,
beautiful. V'tochein, but comes along the Ramban and says a second pshat. V'tochein, shetichlo ha-dveika lomar. It could be that in this mitzvah of Dveikus is another idea. Shetehiyeh zocher Hashem v'avaso tamid lo tiparid machshavtecha mimenu, that a person should always remember Hashem, be cognizant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't be what does it mean tiparid machshavtecha? What's tiparid? Separate. Good, Elisha. Don't separate your thoughts from him. B'lechtecha baderech, when you're walking on the way. B'shoch b'chov kumecha, when you're lying in bed. To what degree? Look what the Ramban says. Ad sheyiyu dvarav b'nei adam b'pivul v'shono. You're talking to people. Your lips are speaking, are moving. The words are coming out. V'libo einano imahem. But your heart is not fully connected to them. Avahu lifnei Hashem. But you feel that you're in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't think he means that if somebody is, it's on a basic level, if somebody is opening their heart to you and they're crying about something that just happened, that you're just saying like, yeah, because you're really thinking about a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's not what he means. He means that when you're being osek, b'inyanei olam hazeh,
and you're seemingly involved in the mundane, but your mind is still connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Take a look at the Noam Elimelech. He says, Hinei yesh tzadik b'madrega elyona ma'od shu dovuk tamid v'lo yatridu shum tirda, that a person so connected, nothing can bother him. V'av shem edaber b'dvarim gashmiyim, even when he's talking about commonplace things, you know, the basketball game last night, he's talking about how do you get to the store, where are the directions? V'nira le'enei adam shu nifsuk me'dvekuso, and it looks to the onlooker that he's not connected to Hashem right now. He's, you know, he's twiddling his thumbs. He's talking about what? He's already. He's doing his fidget spinner. Exactly. He's talking to someone about something. Aval be'emes eno kein elagam ve'elu advarim. Who's he's mechavin b'hem kavan el yona. Even when he's doing average things, really inside, he's very connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says in the next piece from Sefer from Parshas Matos. He says, this is what they say about Rabbi Akiva. There's a famous chazal about Rabbi Akiva. What is Rabbi Akiva? What does it say? I don't know if you're familiar with this. It says that when he used to daven by himself, so he would, when he davened from the Amud, he davened quickly, and he stood at the Amud, and he was done. But when he davened by himself, it became this hours and hours of davening, and he started on one side of the room, and he ended up on the other side of the room. Yeah. From all of his jumping jacks and his somersaults, he was mamish, very worked up in his davening. It's something that overtook his whole body. So comes along Noam Elimelech and he takes that chazal, which we think that chazal is all about having kavana, but when you're the chazin, gotta daven quickly because tichu b'tzibura. So takes the Noam Elimelech and he flips the whole thing. Look what he says. Mispal b'yachid ratzalomo. What does that mean when he davened by himself? Lifa'amim, he would be misbodeid b'fnei atzmo. He would be, what's misbodeid? Alone. In solitude, in contemplation, in meditation. Lis achid ba'achtus, he would try to connect to the unity of God. Odom manichu b'zavazu, matzo b'zavasacheres. And he would end up in another corner of the room. What does that mean? It doesn't mean physically. Says the Noam Elimelech Perush. B'nei odom nidmolem shu b'zavazu. People would leave him in one corner, and he would really end up in another corner. What does that mean? It means that people saw him on one level. They thought he was stabbing, he was davening. Ba'olam hazeh. Zuhu ayav izav esacheres, ba'olam esal yonim. But really, even though on the outside it looked like he was just a guy davening, really his heart and his mind took him to a whole other place. It was ba'olam esal yonim. Ki kein derech hatzadik, he says. Av shu medaber b'nei adam, his nefesh is kshura l'mayla, ba'olam esal yonim. And the Ben Poras Yosef, so he has a nice charifus. First of all, he says, that's pshat in Avram Avin. What does it say? Vayera elov Hashem be'elonei mamre. Right? Very beginning of Parshas Vayera. Vayera Hashem elov be'elonei mamre. Why does it tell us that Hashem appeared to him in elonei mamre? Says Ben Poras Yosef, even though he was in elonei mamre, elonei mamre means like the thoroughfare of Mamre. He was with everybody else. He was walking in the streets. He was in the shuk. But it was Vayera Elov Hashem. Some people, in order for Hashem to reveal himself to them, they have to be off on in a mountaintop somewhere, meditating for hours. But Avram Avinu, no, even in Elonei Mamre, Hashem was revealing himself. Even when he was walking in the shuk, he was involved with everyone. His mind and his heart was connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and there were giluyim of Kadosh Baruch Hu to him, even though he was amongst everybody else. And these Makoros here are teaching us a very, very important idea. Obviously, each person on their level. But everyone is able, on some level, to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, I'm not talking about where you're having Giluyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everyone looks like you're just talking, but really, like, inside, you're having a Gilui Eliyahu. That's a Madrega. That's not the Madrega we're talking about. But a person, even when he's involved in Inyanei Olam Hazeh, he can be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the most basic level, B'chol Derech HaDeihu. That everything we do, we've spoke about this, the Rambam and Hichos Deos, and Gimel Beis, Gimel Gimel, Rambam and Hichos Deos, when a person's sleeping, if he's going to sleep in order to have strength the next day to learn, so then that's Avoda Gedolahi. It's all this, it's Shmona Shaos, as you guys sleep, 8 hours. It's 8 hours of Avodas Hashem. because he's focused his mundane activity on coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But certainly here we're being told of a deeper madrega. And this is the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, tells us that when a person, higia ish mi b'nei Adam, and he gets to hasaga amitis, and when going up to the Mor Nevuchim, the second source, when you go, when he says when a person has a real hasaga of who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, look what he says. Second line, bo misaper b'nei Adam, even when he's being misaper with b'nei Adam, when he grasps, when he has a grasp of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when he's misasek b'tzarchei gufo, sichlo kulo bo'isai yiyem elokus. So you take a look, it doesn't matter who you are. If you're the Noam Elimelech, Rav Elimelech Melozhenz, one of the great Hasidim, the Ben Poras Yosef, who was that? Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, Rav Yaakov Yosef of Palnoi, right? The Ben Poras Yosef. So you could be a chassid living in the Toldos, exactly. Yeah, the Toldos, exactly. This is another one of his farm, the Ben Poras Yosef. So you could be one of the Talmidim of the, I'll say it like this. If I told you that the mitzvah of Dveikus, part of it is that even when involved in mundane things, a person could be kulo dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I asked you, who wrote such a thing? So you would tell me, oh, it's the Ben Poras Yosef, it's the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov. It's true, look, the Noam Elimelech, the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov. But look who also says it. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, the great rationalist philosopher, says the exact same thing. He says, Afal pi shegufon b'nei Adam. And he says, this is not a madriga everybody can reach to the greatest level. But it's the madriga of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Avos. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Elu ha'arba, the Avos, Moshe Rabbeinu, even when they're involved in mammon, in business, when they were working in the fields, the whole time they were thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's something that we could do also. A person's working, okay, I don't know how often you work in the fields, but we'll use that just as a mushroom. A person's sitting there working in the fields. You're walking down the street in Yerushalayim. So what are you thinking about? So there could be bad things we could be thinking about. We could stop be thinking about nothing. We could be like futzing around on our phone, trying to like watch a YouTube video while we walk because we're bored, so we're trying to keep ourselves busy. Or we could be thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We could be thinking about the Achdus Hashem. We could be thinking about a sugya that we did. We could be saying Tehillim. And that's what the Ramban learns as the second pshat in the mitzvah of Dveikus. It's not just to avoid Avodah Zarah. That's a baseline level. But a deeper level is to try as much as we can to be davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to be thinking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what I'd like to do for a few minutes is give you a couple of practical tips. How can we become more davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? In the second view of the Ramban, what things can we do to make ourselves more regularly cognizant and aware of the divine in our lives? What can we do? So I'll start with one thing. Matt, I think we talked about this the other day. I will talk about one thing which I think is a very high madrega, but we're going to Tzfat next Shabbos. So it's in Yom Diyoma. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that first. Take a look at what the Sefer Magid Meisharim. Now the Magid Meisharim is a Sefer written by, anyone know who wrote the Magid Meisharim? Who wrote the Magid Meisharim? He also wrote the Kesef Mishnah. He also wrote the Beis Yosef. He also wrote the Shulchan Aruch. His name was Rabbi Yosef Karo. And Rabbi Yosef Karo had a room where we'll see it when we go to Tzfat. You know this, Ruby? Rabbi Yosef Karo had a room in Tzfat where he used to meditate and learn until like 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. And he wrote a sefer of the Gilui's of a Magid that used to come to him at night. A Magid, an angel. They used to come to him at night and be his Chavrusa. And he took notes on the Chavrusa. And the Sefer is called the Magid Meisharim. So take a look. Or it's like a diary. Look at what he says. Or Liyom Shabbos Chavches Kislev. Hashem Imcha, B'chol Asher Atah Oseh. V'tasa Hashem Matzliach. Rak ki sidbak bi betorasi u'bishniyosi. V'lo tafrid machshavtecha apilu rega echad. Don't stop thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a second. Be dovuk to the Torah. U'bichein ezkecha lalos v'malos olyonos. So the Malach told him, first of all, try as hard as you can to always be davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Always be thinking about your learning. L'chein shma b'koli l'ashani mitzaveh oscha. So says the Magid, the Malach says to Rav Yosef Karo, listen to what I'm about to tell you. I'm about to give you very important advice. Re'ei, see to it. Ki kfi ma shetafrid machshav tchui meni, ayuroi la'azveka. You should know that to the degree that you stop thinking about me, he's talking in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to stop thinking about you. V'tamid tire shem havaya l'neged einecha. Try as hard as you can to always image the shem Hashem, yudke vovke, kosov b'ksav esh, written in fire, b'dio shachar, b'sefer Torah kosher, see the image of it written on cloth, but engulfed in fire, and always try to keep that image in your head. Right, everybody close their eyes for a second. Close your eyes. Yair, close your eyes. Finally got your name down right. Close your eyes and try to image. It's very hard. Try to image in your head Yud Kei Vav Kei, and try to keep that image in your head. It's very, very hard. Try even to image the letter Aleph in your head. Now you're like, how do I image it? So try to like draw it. Have a hand that'll draw it. And once it's drawn, try to keep it there. And try not to imagine little pink monkeys dancing on top of the Aleph. It's very, very hard. It's very hard to keep an image in your head for a long time. Try to practice it sometimes. Once in a while when you're by yourself, when you're in bed. Try to image a word and try to keep the word there without it starting to like float away and like all different types of things like pink monkeys all of a sudden coming out of the side of it. But what the Magid tells... No, the reason I said that is that's a famous thing. That if you can't not tell someone... If I tell you don't think of a purple elephant right now, so you're all thinking about a purple elephant, and the purple elephant just walked into the room. Look, imagine the door... Don't imagine the door opening right now. Don't imagine the door opening and a purple elephant walking into the room. Okay? That's something that we can't control our minds. But the great Rav Ari Kaplan writes about this in his Sefer Jewish Meditation. Trying to give a little bit of control to the mind. And you see in the early, in the writings of some mystical writings, this idea of trying to keep the Shem Hashem imaged in your mind. He says, that's pshat in David HaMelech, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. Shivisi Hashem means Shivisi. I tried to keep the name of Hashem. Shivisi Shem Hashem Lenegdi Samid. Try to keep the name of Hashem in front of me all the time. So, the reason why I said Tzfat is because if you look in the next page, the Shlo says, Bizmani haya bekila kadosh at Tzfas. There was once, there was in the holy city of Tzfas, there was a Talmud Chacham Zakein Muflog. He was Muflog bechasidus. He was very, very pious. Yochid bedoru. Vehakol meidin olav shemayom lo bali dechet. He was a very holy person. And right before he died, he was Gila Sodo. He revealed his secret. What was the secret to his life of piety and holiness? Kol yomav hayemitzayer negdo ros enav osios yud kei vavke. He used to try to always keep in his mind, no matter what he was doing. He was walking on the street, something easier, walking the street, they had nothing to do anyway. He tried to keep the image of yud kei vavke neged ros enav always. Kilu hayuksuvim leneged enav veenav ros, as if he saw them. Umizelo yezaz rega echad. And he was mamish mikaye mamish shivisi yud kevav negdi summit af beis achilaso v'isko. Even when he was eating and he was involved in regular things. So this is one way a person can be davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a very high level. It's a very, very high level. Some svarim, they say you should try to do it for the first paragraph of Shemone Esrei. Try to keep the shame yud kevav in your mind while you're saying the words. And each person, to the strength of his mind, should try whatever he can to keep his mind. But I'm not talking about, these are like very deep madregas, and we're talking about a Zakein Muflog, Yachid Bedoro, and Tzfas. The Magid Mesharim's advice, I don't know if that's necessarily our advice yet. So are there more practical things that we can do in order to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So, yes, there are. Number one, try to have kavanah when we're doing mitzvos and learning. Not when every single second. But at least when we're doing mitzvos and when we're learning, the Moreh Nevuchim, on the second side of the page, tells us, and I want to read through it quickly because it is such a vital and important marker in the Moreh Nevuchim. I don't know if you've ever learned through Moreh Nevuchim before, but at the very end of Moreh Nevuchim, there's some really amazing and classic paragraphs. So he says at the very end, this is seems to be a big chiddush. We heard this from Rav Wilson. Rav Wilson quoted this more in Nevuchim. Vida, you should know. Shemaisei avodos elu kulam, all of the mitzvos, kikriyas haTorah and tefillah and all the other mitzvos, they've got one ultimate overarching purpose to all the mitzvos that we do. Lehislamed lehisasek mitzvos akel. The purpose of the mitzvos is to make us God conscious. To turn us away from getting obsessed with, you know, did North Korea do another missile practice? Did they shoot another ballistic missile? Because it's very, very important in case you're called upon to give the president advice about how to deal with North Korea. It's very important that you're aware of how many times they shot a missile this week. And that's all we become obsessed with. We have to check every single second. You know, what did King Jong... I'm not telling you you shouldn't be involved, you shouldn't know current events. It's important to know. You don't have to check the news every 5 seconds. That you're so obsessed with it, that's all you need to know every second. You want to be obsessed with something? Be obsessed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the purpose of the mitzvahs. We have mitzvahs all the time during the day. Why? In order so that we'll be involved. Kilu atos tisakta bo. When you do a mitzvah, you're being osek in Hashem. If you're davening and you're focused on the kotel, what does that mean? You're davening and you're involved in your learning and you're moving your lips, and it's true, you found a good spot where you just have a wall in front of you. There's nothing there to distract you. And yet, you're thinking about your business. You're tikra Torah b'lshonecha. You're reading Torah. You're learning. But inside, libcha b'binyan beischa, you're thinking about your construction of your kitchen. You're redoing your kitchen. You're thinking about how you're going to redo your kitchen. Kain kol asher tase mitzvah. Whenever you're doing a mitzvah, ta'asana b'eiveirecha. You're doing it with your evarim. You're doing the ma'isa mitzvah. However, what are you really thinking about? Kimishi yachbor chafira bekarko yachtov etzim in ayar mibli bechinas inyan amaisahu. But you're doing the mitzvah, but you're like a lumberjack. I've never been a lumberjack, but I imagine after a while, the lumberjack, it just becomes very monotonous. You're just sitting there chopping, chopping, chopping. You're not even paying attention to what you're doing anymore. It's just habitual. You're just chopping. Is that how your davening is? That's how you daven? You just say the words, and you're not even thinking about what you're doing. Then it's very nice that you're davening, you're learning, and doing mitzvahs, but that's not the purpose. That's not why we're here. That's not why we're doing these things. He then tells you, so let me tell you how to start having kavanah into doing things properly. And he gives you whole advice here. He tells you, tchila masha taskil lasos. You have to first of all start with Kriya Shema. Push everything out of your mind for Kriya Shema. And in Kriya Shema, I mean the Pasuk Rishon. Try with the first Pasuk. And then he says, if you're able to concentrate for the first Pasuk of Kriya Shema, and you're used to this for Shonim Rabos, for many years, so then you move on, and you start moving on to more of Kriya Shema, and more in davening. Skip down a few lines. Sof Dover. Listen to what he says. This is the point. Tasim machshavtecha b'milei d'alma, Be'es achalcha o be'es sisecha o be'es ayoscha b'merchatz. You have a lot of things to think about. You have a lot of, you know, you have a game coming up. You're redoing your house. You have a business. So you have a lot of time to think about that. Think about that while you're eating. Think about that while you're drinking. Think about that while you're in the bathroom. Think about that while you're in the shower. Eluz manim rabim urechavim. There are lots of times where you could think about these things. Inyanei mamon hanhaga sabayis. However, be'ez ma'isa ha'avodos, ha'torios, when you're doing mitzvos, lo tafrid machshavtecha el b'masha ta'oser. Think only about coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As he says 2 lines later, l'skarev el eloka. So the first way that we can try to become more davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is at least when we're doing mitzvos, do the mitzvos thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? We were talking about these big zakei muflo in Tzvat, Before we get to the idea of the avos, that while they were working in the fields, they were thinking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's a very nice madriga. But before you get there, first let's work on the mitzvos. That's step number one. When you're doing mitzvos, do them with kavana. Before you put on your tzitzis, before you put on your tefillin, in odoma, when you put on your tefillin, it's half asleep like this, as opposed to when you stop for a second and you say to yourself, I'm about to make a mitzvah, and I'm going to put on tefillin, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, allow me to connect to you as I bind the words of Torah to myself. Allow me to be connected to you. To just be aware of what you're doing already brings so much dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Before you daven, before you do a mitzvah, you're giving someone tzedakah, you're going to be in your shlayim today. Bring a few coins before you go. Put them in your pocket. And as you're giving a coin, think to yourself, I'm doing a mitzvah. And think to yourself, I want to better this person's life. As opposed to just chucking it in the cup and walking. The Maharal writes that part of the mitzvah tzedakah is to have the teva that you care about the person. And don't, and as you see the person, don't say to yourself, like, you look okay, why don't you have a job? It's true, maybe you should have a job. That's not your cheshbon, that's his cheshbon. Your cheshbon is, I have a shekel in my pocket, I want to help you. Give him a smile, say Hatzlacha Rabba. If we do mitzvos with kavana, so that's number one, that's the number one step to coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The next one is very, very beautiful. Look at what the Reishis Chachma says. Step number two. So step number one, when we're doing mitzvos, try to have kavana when we're doing the mitzvah. Step number two, and this is already starting to bring us to Madrigos, but this is an easy way to get there, to be thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu during our free time. Not imaging Yudke Vavke, but I have a different suggestion. Sing a little song to yourself. Hum a jig while you're walking, when you have some free time. Look at what the Reishis Chachma says. You're going to like this. He says, the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Radanu tzadikim b'Hashem. What does Radanu mean? Radanu? What's Radanu?
Gather up. Like rejoice.
Rejoice. Radanu. But to rejoice like with exultation, with excitement. Radanu, the shake, to shake. Radanu tzadikim b'Hashem. You should be excited about Hashem. Min haroi, radanu tzadikim l'Hashem. Praise to Hashem. What do you mean, b'Hashem? So he says, this is like shirulo zamrulo. It doesn't say shirubo. So why does the pasuk say radanu tzadikim b'Hashem? He says the inyan is that when you're radanu, you become with God. When a person sings, you become b'Hashem. He says, Rina is Gorem Dveikus. When a person says over the Shvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and yes, this I think is a mocker for saying Baruch Hashem. But when I say to say Baruch Hashem, for years I was against saying Baruch Hashem. Why? Because I didn't want to say it in the way where it just becomes a part of speech. Oh yeah, I'm doing well, Baruch Hashem. I'm doing well, Baruch Hashem. It just became an automatic, it didn't mean anything. It's just a statement. So I tried for a number of years that whenever someone asked me how I did, I said, I'm doing well. And then to myself, I said, thank God, or Baruch Hashem. But I didn't say it out loud. Why? Because I didn't want it to become just this fake part of speech that people say, oh, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Right? I know a certain Rav, he's a little strong. You know, he says, strong personality. So if you say to him, if he says to you, how are you? And you say, Baruch Hashem. So he says, I didn't ask you if you're religious. I asked you how you're doing. What does Baruch Hashem mean? So if you mean, thank God I'm doing well, that's one thing. This is a little harif. But I think the point was that we're so, in certain cultures, we're just so used to saying Baruch Hashem, it doesn't mean anything anymore. As opposed to when a person says, thank God I'm doing well. And he means it. He says, I'm doing well, and literally, thank God I'm doing well. So, to be able to say things, to be mesaper the shvachim of Hashem, to say, blessed is God, todah lakel, thank God, I'm having an amazing day, and to mean it, to be mesaper in the shvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, as Yudah HaLevi, as Mesakim, Gorem Dveikas Nafsho Belokov, Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chofet, Shi Yisapru Godok, for the Hashem wants us to say his praises, as David HaMelech says, Dor l'dor yishabach ma'asecha. And he says, especially the robe of the mizmorim of Tehillim. And this is a mucker to say Tehillim. And to say psukim to yourself when you're walking. when you have free time to whistle a pasuk or to whistle a song. And he says the shirim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are ma'orim cheshek the ava bein Yisrael avim shabashamayim. And since we don't know how to praise God properly, that's why it's so important to say Tehillim. And we think of Tehillim as for like these old ladies on the bus. They sit there and they say Tehillim. We can also say Tehillim. We can also, the greatest, you want to figure out what's a great way to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David HaMelech wrote a beautiful book of praises that we can say. And he says, a little bit of Musar, just like Shirei Torah. You know, we sing so many songs. There's so many songs that we sing. And yet, do we even think, Baruch Hu, right? The greatest song, one of the greatest songs ever written. Baruch Hu Elokeinu Shebaranu L'chvodo. And we're all saying, V'hivdi lanu min. Do we even know what the words mean? Baruch Hashem, that he was borei us l'chvodo, that he created us to bring kavod to Hashem. Do we think of those words when we're saying the words? So certain words that maybe we automatically think of, like, Ana Hashem, Ki Ani Avdecha. Okay, so that's a song, Tov L'Hodos. Those are words, we know what the words mean, and hopefully when we're saying the words, you know, everyone, they get to a tish, it's like, too low, too high, too low, too high, next song. Too low parts, too high parts, too low parts, the next song. And we just have the, and everyone's just trying to think of like, what's going to be the next song? Are they going to start at this side of the table, or is this side of the table going to start? And everyone's thinking, like, what do we do next, what do we do next? And you're not enjoying the song, right? Phil, it's like a guy who like gulps down a cup of wine, right? It's blasphemous. He should stop, he should think. He should think about the tannins that are floating around in the wine. He should slowly drink it. He should breathe in. He should
air it out.
Yeah, he should air it out. He should connect to the wine. It's the same thing, alavaya, you know, lahavdil, by a song. When you sing the song, enjoy it. That's why I like to sing slow songs. Because fast songs is just like, we're singing, say next song, but a slow song, so you can like, you know, it's like you could take a long hit. You could take a long hit with a slow song because you think about it. It comes into you. You think about the words. It's a very, very beautiful thing. And look what he says: Kimo Shirei Torah are garmim dveikus b'Hashem. They cause dveikus. Kach hashirim shehanoshim omros. Shem Dibrei Cheshek Benivol Peh, love songs, are garmin lahafrid haneshama. Just like a beautiful song can come into your lungs and it can impact everything about you. It enters your soul. So to a goyish song or an inappropriate song, imagine what it does to you.
Sefer
Reishis Chachma is a Sfardi sefer about. It's a Musar Sefer, but it's also very much it's a Bodas Hashem Sefer. It's a very, very beautiful Sefer. I forgot the name of the author. He has like a D in his name, you know, like, I don't mean the letter D, like D Vidal, something along those lines. You can look it up and tell us. Okay, look it up for us. Sefer Reishis Chachma. There's certain parts of it that are very Kabbalistic, but it's a very, very beautiful Sefer. Okay, just one or two more things. The Gemara in Ksubas tells us, the Gemara asks, is it efshar to be davik b'shchina? How can we davik b'shchina? How can we be davik to Hashem? And we learn from there that if you marry your daughter to a Talmud Chacham, which means that you're going to be hanging out with the Talmud Chacham a lot because he's the Mechutonim. Or if you do business with Talmud Chachamim, or if you spend time with Talmud Chachamim, that's a way to be davik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Talmud Chachamim tzaddikim are inspirational people, and you see the Torah in them, and you see how they're constantly thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, if you spend time with Talmud Chachamim, I've spoken about this, where do you go for your off Shabbos? You just go hang out in an apartment somewhere? Or you try to make sure to find yourself, you find Rabbanim, you go to Rabbanim for meals, you go hear Shiurim. The more time we spend around Tzaddikim and Talmud Chachamim, so it elevates us, it inspires us. We connect to our own neshama when we see a Tzaddik. And it's another opportunity for us to be Mekayim Dveikos, to be Dovok to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ah, there you go. Vidas? Rav, what was it?
Vidas.
What was his first name?
Eliyahu.
Rav Eliyahu Dividas. Okay.
Yeah,
we got the D. I didn't forget the D. Okay, so if we're just to summarize, what are some practical ways that we could start trying to be more davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Number one, when we're doing mitzvahs, to have a little bit more kavanah when we're doing mitzvahs, to be at least cognizant of Hashem when we're doing mitzvahs. Number two, to sing songs. When you're walking on the street, to sing say a mizmor of Tehillim, to say you're walking in the street and you're fine, you have nothing going on anyway. So to think about, try to think about something that's positive, and it's habitual. You can get yourself into the habit of it. So at first, it's annoying to think about it. You want to just like space out, and that's important sometimes. But to sing a song and to say a mizmor of Tehillim, and certainly when you're at a tish or when you're singing a song, to know what the words mean, look up the words, think about the words while you're saying them. The last piece of advice is Dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to be a Dovak to Talmidei Chachamim and try to interact with Talmidei Chachamim. To conclude, I want to just make the point of the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra explained in the Pasuk, if you're beginning, remember the beginning Pasuk, that if you do the mitzvos and you're Oev Hashem, your Leches Bedrachav Uladov Kabo. So the Ibn Ezra said Basof. What did that mean, Basof? So the Ibn Ezra seems to be learning a totally different pshat than the Ramban. The Ramban learned in the Pasuk that the Pasuk said Tzivoy. You should listen to Hashem, you should do his mitzvos, and you should cling to him. Now we had the question, how do you cling? So number one was to avoid Avodah Zarah. Number two was to try to be aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's something that we spoke about most of the time today. Trying to do things in life to be more aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone's going to try it today when they go into Yerushalayim. They're going to try to think about thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu a little bit during the day. However, the Ibn Ezra says the Pasuk is not a tzivui, it's not a command. It's a promise. It's a haftacha. That if you try to keep the mitzvos, if you try to be laleches b'derech Hashem, so it's a haftacha that you will be davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By doing the mitzvos, by trying, by being sincere, there will be a reward for it. And the reward will be that you'll be davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Sifrei Chassidus, one of the major themes of all Sifrei Chassidus, I would say, is to try to argue to you that to be close and to be davuk to Hashem is not something only for great, great tzaddikim. It's something that you yourself can do. That's a major theme in all Sifrei Chassidus. That don't think, oh, only the tzaddikim can be davuk to Hashem. No, I'm more of like the businessman type. I'm more of like the basketball type. Okay, you could be a businessman and davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You could be a basketball player and davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm more of like the parnasa type. I'm not like one of those like kolel guys. That's fine. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa to provide for your family. It's a mitzvah. That's great. That's a mitzvah. Every day you go to work, you're being mekayim a mitzvah. But you can also be davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's something which I think is very deep that even as we're saying, udav kaboza haftacha. Yes, you can do it. Rav Kook even writes in Oras HaKodesh that not only is it something that you can do, it is a natural need. Imagine what would happen if I cut off oxygen to you and I give you a very low level of oxygen. You'd start acting a little bit weird. You would act funny. If I didn't feed you so well, right? Cosby, Colonel Cosby last night, Captain Cosby told us yesterday that he was so hungry once when he was on a shift as a little kid that somebody gave him a banana and he wasn't thinking, he ate the entire banana, he ate the outside also because he was so hungry. If you don't eat, if you don't sleep, you do crazy, ridiculous things. If you don't get what you need, you do foolish things. And it's the same thing. Many people in life, they do foolish things because they don't have what they need. They need mitzvos, they need Torah. There's so many people, they don't keep Torah, they don't keep mitzvot, and then they go to a psychologist, they try to figure out, like, what's wrong with my life? Why am I not happy? What do you mean, why you're not happy? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you, Torah, mitzvot, if we're ignoring Torah, mitzvot, of course we're not going to be happy. Even if we're doing Torah, mitzvot, it's a challenge sometimes to be happy. You might still need a psychologist sometimes. But for sure, if you're not doing what you were programmed to do. And so Rav Kook says, to be davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this idea that I'm clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only is it not a maila of tzaddikim only, it's something that's natural that every person needs. And we'll end with the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Va'atem hadveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem chayim kulchem hayom." So first of all, the pasuk tells us that that's life. That's chayim. If you don't have that, you don't have life. If you don't feel, it says about the pasuk that Noach was a salich with Hashem, it says, the Sifrei Chassidus say, that means that Noach felt in his life that he has this very private, unique relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't have to raise your hands. But how many of you think that you are very unique, very special, and that Hashem has this special relationship with you? You're destined for, you're not just like run of the mill, like everybody else. But you have this unique kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For some people it's easy. If you come from a different background, you come from a different place, and you've come very far, so it's easier to think like I have this special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because look, I'm doing something that not everybody does. Sometimes it's harder for a person who comes, he's doing what everybody else does, it's hard to sometimes realize that I have this unique relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But a person has to realize that. Ba'atem aveikem chayim kucham ayom. Don't think, oh, it's only after death. That's when I connect to God. When I'm dead, I go up to Shamayim. No, right here. Chayim, during life, you can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's more than that. It's chayim, it's life. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us all life. And he should make it easier and easier for us to develop a relationship with him, that we could be mekayim a mitzvah of dveikus and to be davak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone have a great Shabbos.